Hi, everybody. It's Tuesday, the 11th of January, 2022. My name is James Elson. I'm one of the race directors here at Centurion Running, and I am delighted to bring you this podcast. I cannot even remember the last time we did a Centurion Running podcast. Probably about a year ago. We got into them during the first lockdown because we had our one community event, and it was also around a time of George Floyd's murder over in the US, and we kind of kicked things off with a podcast with Sonny Piart of Black Trail Runners, and it was really powerful. God, that seems a lifetime ago now, 18 months or so, maybe more than that, and things have definitely moved on, but we're still in a kind of a weird place here in UK, in England. This thing where the rules are still split up between the home nations is quite bizarre, but anyway, I'm just rambling. So there's a few things I wanted to talk to you about today. Firstly, just to recap where we're at on the One Slam journey so far, discuss who's done what, who's doing what, how it's going, maybe give you a few bits of advice on how to approach things, and crucially, to brief you all on the Blue Monday bolt-on, which is coming on officially the most miserable day of the year, which is apparently Monday the 17th of January this year. I presume this is because everyone is like hanging on for the next paycheck. It's January, so the weather's generally not the best. It's a Monday, and there's about all the reasons I could think of. If anyone else knows why it's called Blue Monday, then perhaps let me know. With One Slam, with the bolt-ons, we wanted to set things off in a kind of easy-to-use way. Like, one night on the 2nd of January was all about very, very simple, get everyone used to the idea of what a bolt-on is, get everyone taking part, tick an easy box, and earn a badge, and be part of that kind of, right, we're started, let's go, let's get a bolt-on done, be part of the journey from the beginning. This Blue Monday event is kind of similar. If you just want to take it super easy, all you really need to do is go running on Blue Monday. That's the kind of benchmark for achieving the bolt-on. Just run on that day. I guarantee it'll make you feel better. But there's a second component to Blue Monday too, and hopefully it's going to be a bit of fun for everybody. So my esteemed colleague over at the British Ultra Running Podcast, previous European 24-hour champion, Le Jog record holder, man of mystery and shuffle dancing fame, Dan Lawson, and myself have concocted, actually that's a lie, Dan has concocted a game using his creativity that we can all play together on Blue Monday and hopefully bring a bit of joy to our lives on this otherwise incredibly miserable day. That game is Cards Against Humanity, but a special running version. So Dan's idea, which I'm just a vehicle here to basically maintain some sort of order and structure to things, is that each of you who goes running on that Blue Monday should take photos while they're out of any words, text they see on their run. So take your phone out, capture a picture of any words you see while you're out running. The more the better, because then you've got more chance of doing well at our Cards Against Humanity Blue Monday game. So you come home with your phone, stock full of loads of text. That can be words that you've seen on street signs or on shop windows or on waymarker posts or people's houses, anything like that. At 7:30 UK time, I don't know if we say that's GMT or whatever these days, UK time, that evening, we are going to get together on Zoom and host a Zoom webinar. And that will be managed by Dan's partner, Charlotte. She will take control of things as a steady pair of hands. And Dan and I will host the Cards Against Humanity game. So get online at 7:30 on the Monday evening via the Zoom link in the news tab of the One Slam event or via the MailChimp mail out that you should have also received as an entrant to the race. We will take you through on the evening exactly what the game entails. But essentially, Dan and I will just give you a bit of preamble to begin with for 15 minutes or so, and then we'll start the game. If you haven't played Cards Against Humanity and don't know what it's about, just type Cards Against Humanity into Google and have a look. Essentially, they're just funny phrases that leave gaps for words that you can then turn into make even funnier things. That's it. We're just hoping to have a bit of fun with the text. It's a great game. It's a game that plays a little dangerous sometimes. There's some cards in the Cards Against Humanity game which are slightly too close to the bone for some. We will only be choosing the cards that we feel are family appropriate and can make for some fun and games. What we might do is split everybody into teams, and then within the team, you'll be able to pick the best word or words that you've got saved on your phones, on the images, and then make the phrase and then share it with us. Dan and I will pick the winner each time. It'll be open to everybody, free to access, hopefully a bit of fun. Even if you just want to log online and just watch, that's all good. Hopefully it'll be, just a comedy hour or so. So that's Blue Monday. Like I say, just to complete the bolt on, if you're only interested in sort of ticking the box, just get out and run on Blue Monday. That's the only kind of benchmark. I'm just going to speak to the other bolt-ons that are coming because they're a little more substantial, and they are basically miniature versions of what we've done in over the past 18 months with regards to virtual events. So as you all know, One Slam extends up to the 10th or 9th of April, I think it is. 10th of April? 10th of April. 100 days anyway after the start of the year. On the Valentine's weekend, which is the 12th to 13th of February, is the third bolt-on called One Love. Now, One Love in 2021, we were in the depths of lockdown here. I think we were allowed out for exercise once a day, and we certainly weren't going out meeting anybody. So we went out and ran 50K either over the course of the weekend or in one go. That is the target for One Slam, One Love. That's the bolt-on the 12th, 13th of February. Now, you can do that over as many runs as you like, or you can do it in one go. It doesn't matter. There's going to be no leaderboard for it. We're not going to separate the results out into its own kind of thing and make a big deal of who ran the fastest 50K. It doesn't matter. It's just about taking part and covering that distance over the course of the weekend. Obviously, if you split that down, that's 2 15.5 mile days. Pretty substantial, but remember, you can walk, you can do it over as many sessions as you like, or you can just go out and run 50K in one go, and hopefully a good opportunity to go and run long and enjoy that process. And if you haven't done it before, give that a go. That's One Love. Immediately after that is One Community. I've got a bit more news on this one, because One Community was the event we held at the end of May 2020. We had 3,980 people take part. I'll never forget it, because we were in dire straits at that point with our events and our business, and we really weren't sure how we were going to survive. And nearly 4,000 people came out to run this virtual event, brought the whole community together. That's my phone ringing. We had this huge thing. Everybody got involved. It really inspired everyone, I think, to look at the positive side of what was going on and kind of come together virtually when we couldn't do it in person. So One Community will take place over the period 14th of Feb to 20th of Feb. It's the week of half term. So the Monday to the Sunday of the half term week here in the UK. And the idea is to aim for one of several distances over the course of that week. Now, why I think this is good for us in the One Slam is because by that point, we're essentially hitting almost halfway in the journey. Let's be honest, motivation might be suffering a little bit. For some of us, it might be, right, we're 5-6 weeks into this thing, just over 6 weeks into this thing, looking at another 6+ weeks to go. This gives us a really great bounce point in the middle of this whole massive adventure. It gives us a chance to focus heavily on one week and try and see what we can achieve within that week. It also gives you the opportunity to try a long run. One of the distances you can aim for, do something longer than you've planned to do or that you haven't done before by yourself, and aim for it for One Community that way. So you can pick 5K, 10K, half marathon, 50K, 50 mile, 100K or 100 mile. Okay. Here's the crucial part. Unlike all of the other virtuals, bolt-ons within this one slam, we're going to publish separate results for one community. Okay, so those who've done it before, which I guess would be most of you, you split out by distance. So you say which distance you're aiming for, and you then get a time for that distance. Now, if you're aiming for 5K and run 5K as fast as you can, you know, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, wherever it might be, you'll appear on the leaderboard with that time. If you choose to 100 miler and do it over the course of the week and start on Monday lunchtime and finish on Sunday night, your time will be basically 6.5 days. So it's the elapsed time from your first step to your last step. You can do as many of the distances as you like if you want to do more than one, or you can just focus on the one distance. For all of you one slammers, this bolt-on is free. It's included. The leaderboard will be set up. We are also going to send you awards for completing your one community week. Okay, so we're going to issue you all, depending on which distance you achieve, the wooden medal with the ribbon, the one community medal, for 5K up to 100K. And then we're going to issue you buckles to those that do 100 miles over the course of that week. Okay, so we wanted to make a bit more of this, give you all a bit more of a sort of a bump in the middle of this huge, long journey, and give it a bit more sort of impetus. Some of you, the awards are really nice to have, particularly for the kids. As a dad of an 8- and 5-year-old, I know that both are involved in the slam and are really enjoying it. But that one community week is something they've done a few times before, have really loved, and the extra medal goes down pretty well. Hot tip for parents, let the kids colour the wooden medals in. They love doing that. So we'll be giving out awards for one community within the one slam. So that should be quite a cool thing. For some of you, if you chose trees, not teas, not bothered about awards, no worries. You can just select that again on the one community and we'll, you know, we won't send awards. We'll donate to trees, not teas instead. So to sign up for one community, we will ask you all to kind of sign up for it, because we'll need to set up a separate leaderboard and what have you. We will get you details of that on email shortly, and you can then just register free of charge for one community. We are also going to open one community up to the wider Centurion community. So we will have some people doing the community who won't be in the slam. Just seems a good opportunity for people to take part in a week-long thing for those who didn't want to do the whole 100 days. So we should have a bigger group of people for that week, and hopefully it's just a really great occasion for everybody. We totally recognise that during all of this time, unlike the other virtual events, real events are happening, and you're most welcome to run whatever real events are happening over that period of time or within the one slam event and include them towards your totals. That's totally, totally cool. Really what these virtual events are about are bringing everyone together and sharing kind of a combined, what I like to think of, pre-season training experience, the motivation to keep it going, to stay consistent, to get out and enjoy running as often as possible in a kind of sustainable way, and find levels of fitness and consistency and aerobic base more than anything else, just endurance fitness that you've never had before. As staff here at Centurion, we came into the idea of the slam pretty much from a selfish point of view. We all felt really motivated to give it a go again. It worked for us at the start of 2021. We all hit some really consistent mileage and loved the experience. And we all selfishly wanted to do that again. And we felt that if we did, it was likely that others did too. And that's certainly the case. We're nearly up to 600 people involved in one slam. And, you know, a good spread. I'm just going on my leaderboard now. A good spread across all of the distances. So we've got those taking on 100 miles, 200 miles, 400, 600, 1,000. Doesn't matter which leaderboard you're in, what distance you're aiming for. Everyone's target is their own. You're also able to change up or down at any time. So my old man came round last night for my boy's birthday tea party and immediately asked to upgrade from the 100 to the 200. So Phil is going punchy early on. 10 days in, he's already thinking 100's too easy for him. So he's moved up to 200. All you got to do that is log back into your Race Director account, choose the One Slam virtual event, and at the bottom is a field which asks you which distance you think you're aiming for. and that gives you the drop down to select one of the five distances. Just change the distance on there and it will move you to the other leaderboard, whichever one you want to move to. Just remember, kids can take part on bikes and scooters. R2 are out at the moment with a combination of scooting, biking and walking, little bit of running, and are aiming for the 100 miles over the course of the 100 days. And so far, one of them is much more engaged than the other, but they are both taking part. One slam remains open until the 10th of April. So if you know friends and family are getting involved and sort of looking at it and thinking, actually, I could use a bit of that, then get, yeah, you know, they can retrospectively count all their miles together and get involved. So get them in, get them signed up, get them involved. These virtual events are a way to integrate like friends, family, kids, partners, whatever it might be. People around us are loved ones who don't and realistically are never going to get a chance to access our in-person events. They're just either too long, too difficult. You know, they are the top end of the sport, essentially. These virtual events are perfect for anybody. So it's a way for us all to involve people in the kind of Centurion experience and being part of an event without actually having to run 50K plus in one go. Just looking down the kind of who's doing what so far, we've got two characters, Gareth Allen and Kate Jaden, who are aiming for all the distances. I have spoken with them many times because when we've done virtuals in the past, they've done this and they've gone for it. Having the time, let alone the inclination and motivation and physical and mental commitment to be able to do that is quite frankly astonishing. Is it recommended? Probably not. I would imagine that many of us wouldn't be running the rest of the year if we tried to run a marathon every day, which is what it exits out at for 100 days at the start of the year. But these are unique athletes, and we wish them the very best. You can follow along with what they're doing. They're posting regularly on Centurion Community, but you can also on Facebook. But you can also follow many of the other runners all over the world who are sharing things on there. Follow the hashtag Centurion Community on Instagram. You'll see people popping things popping up in people's feeds. And that way you can you can stay in touch with others who are sharing this journey. I myself am aiming for the 1,000 mile. I found that the 600 mile target, which is just over 10 miles a day earlier in 2021, was quite a big ask. I really felt that it kind of stretched me. Back in the earlier days of my running career, where the kids were, we only had one and he was very little, I had a lot more training time. Centurion just wasn't as busy back then. And I would regularly be able to train, 12, 14, 16 hours a week and run 100 miles a week. That hasn't happened for a very, very long time. But if I'm honest, part of that is around motivation and actually forging the time out of the day to run longer. I'm a big believer in consistency, day to day, week to week, month to month, building that up. It's what we preach here as coaches. And essentially, as pre-season training, it's just giving this enormous base to then put towards events in 2022. For me personally, I've got the Arc of Attrition 100 at the end of January. So I've kind of got a couple of weeks of peak training for that and then a taper and then that event. So it's looking slightly unusual for me. And I guess many of you are in this position where you've got, some regular training weeks, some weeks where you won't be able to train hardly at all because of work, life, travel, family, possibly tapering for an event or recovering from an event, and then a big event in its own right or several events. So I'm a little unsure of how things might pan out for me. I guess in my head I'm thinking a couple of weeks of peak training, a taper, a 100 miler, probably quite a big January, and then, a recovery period or total rest period in February, which will last certainly a couple of weeks, and it being trying to crank things back up maybe for the one community week. So a bit of a roller coaster for me. And I really say all that just as a kind of frame of reference that everybody's got their own individual challenges in terms of time and capacity within one slam, and everybody's different. So if your mileage is right low at this moment in time and you're miles behind the daily average that you need to achieve to get to the target you're aiming for, don't worry. Don't force it. You know, you're 10 days into something that lasts 100 days. You might only need to average, you know, or add another mile or half a mile every day to get to where you need to get to at the end of this thing. You also are welcome to change up or down. As I say, if things are going really well for you, change it up. If things are getting away and it's ruining the enjoyment of it and you're losing motivation because the targets just seem so massive, then scale it back. You know, change your entry to one of the lower distances. You can always change it back up again if things improve for you a little bit further down the line. We really want people to enjoy this whole process. 100 days is unprecedented. We've never done anything like this before. You know, 60 days last year was huge. But I can tell you, many of you would have taken part in that one slam last year, but I can tell you for sure, when you get to the end of it, there's a definite sense of achievement of having been involved in something and committing to something over a really long period of time. The sense of achievement at sustaining something for that long is really worthwhile. Like, you know, definitely worked for us here at Centurion and for me personally. Bit of a shout out sort of on some other bits and pieces before I wrap this up. Debs Martin Kasani, one of our team runners, is in the middle of the spine at the moment. She's leading the ladies race. She's also in the 1,000-mile slam. So it will be very interesting to see her jump 270-odd miles up the leaderboard by finishing the spine later this week, and then how she bounces back from that and, you know, carries on with her 1,000-mile spine, one slam aim. We've got plenty of people entered into in-person events over the coming weeks and months. So I think we'll see some massive fluctuation on the leaderboards as some people kind of stall for days or weeks of a time and then massively leap up again, you know, with one huge effort. And, you know, the maps that you're following on the leaderboard, use them. Like if it's 5 or 6 miles to the next checkpoint in the event that you're on, you know, you can see your dot on the map. Use that. You know, if you're like, I'm not really sure, motivation's not really high today, I could just go out for 20 minutes or I've probably got time for 40 or 50 minutes instead. I wonder what should I do? If you're knocking on the door of arriving at the next checkpoint, it's a really nice thing to get up, look at that and think, you know what, I'm going to aim for that checkpoint today. That looks about 6 miles from where I am. So I'm going to put that 6 miles together today and get myself there. Use these kind of small targets along the way because 100 days is just too long to focus on the end goal. It's just a daily thing. The most important thing with like sustained training, consistent training over a long period of time is always thinking about recovery. So super long one-off runs really don't trade off in terms of overall volume over a period of time. For example, if you go out and run 50 miles on the weekend, the chances are you'll need the whole of the next week to recover. You won't really feel that good about it until, you know, the following weekend at the earliest. It's really hard to make that sustainable. If you go out and run every day for 10K, you'll find yourself hitting 70Ks a week. You know, it'll be sustainable for a very, very long period of time. If you incorporate speed and hill work into your training, we thoroughly recommend doing that. You know, variety is really important. Then, you know, just be wary of that and include recovery the next day and just make it consistent, right? So don't try and run your average every day, come what may, whatever that might be. Try and vary things up, but try and remain as consistent as possible. Essentially, run as often as you can. The key way we find as coaches to build volume sustainably is to add easy double run days. So if you've never tried a double before, what we'd suggest is running early in the day, so you've got big gaps between when you're out. Run whatever your session is, whether it's just an easy run, recovery, hard work, hill work, long run, whatever it is. And then at the end of the day, you know, late afternoon or even the evening, head out for 20, 30, 40 minutes just for a double run, super easy. You know, you might get 2, 3, 4 miles out of that. It's active recovery. It will probably leave you feeling fresher the following morning than if you hadn't done it. It's additional volume at basically no cost. And it's not what we call junk miles because it has a benefit. It's still increasing your aerobic endurance. It's allowing you to recover from a harder session earlier in the day if that's what you've done. And, you know, will leave you hopefully feeling fresher the following morning than if you hadn't done it. The biggest barrier to double run days is motivation. So, you know, to get up and out the door for some people once a day is a massive challenge, let alone twice. It's just an idea for those of you who haven't looked at building volume before. Double run days are a really sustainable way to do that, rather than adding 2, 3, 4 miles on to every one single run session that you do. You know, it's one thing going out for 10K. If all of a sudden you're trying to make that 10 miles, that is a big ask. If you do that all the time, if you make it into double run day, you know, once, twice, even three times a week, you'll find your volume builds quite substantially, especially over a long period of time, for very little cost and actually quite a lot of benefit. So just an idea to consider as you start moving forward with One Slam. Hopefully you build consistency, strength, resilience. You'll get stronger, fitter, faster, you know, day by day, week by week, month by month as we go through this thing. And you can then experiment with these training tools and find what works for you. We hope you'll discover sort of new depths to your training. You know, a new psychological approach as well. You know, this level of consistency and being able to train day to day is huge. It really teaches you a lot. Keep a note, you know, training diaries, training logs are brilliant. They're always useful to look back on. We very rarely train how we think we do. Yeah, you train up to an event, you get there, you run the event, and someone asks you to reflect on your training, you might come out with X, Y, and Z. If you look back at your training notes and your training diary, it actually looks very different to how you remember. We often find athletes will mention their kind of peak mileage weeks as where they were in training, when actual fact, over the course of 8, 10, 12, 14 weeks, i.e. one training cycle, their training looks very different as an average than their peak weeks, but it's the peak weeks they remember. So keep a diary, just keep it written down. I just use Google Drive. It's free. It's basically an interactive, constantly updating spreadsheet. I've kept that going since like 2012. So I've got nearly 10 years worth of training on there. And whenever I do an event, I reflect back on the previous training block, see what worked, see what didn't. This is a kind of an experiment, an in-person experiment. And if you keep notes and reflect back on that in the future, it will help inform your training decisions and improve your ability to train and race better. If you're interested in in-person events, you know, training well, training consistently is the most important thing. You come in prepared as well. So I think that's probably enough rambling that year. It's nearly half an hour of absolute rot from me. I just felt that I wanted to get something out there 10 days into this thing from the point of view of Blue Monday coming up. We hope to see all of you on the 17th of January. And also just to touch upon One Love and then One Community, where we will be giving out these additional awards. So stay tuned for more on that. And we hope that's a nice little pickup for you and whoever else you've managed to rope into doing this thing. One final note, if you want to see us in person, we're at the National Running Show on the 2 weekends time. I've forgotten the actual date. Hold on one sec. It is the 22nd and 23rd of January at the NEC in Birmingham. We are sharing a stand, as always, with La Sportiva and Petzl. I work very closely with those brands. I actually happen to be the running team manager for La Sportiva here in the UK and the community manager for Petzl here in the UK. And, you know, I love working with both those brands. They also sponsor our events. We retail their stuff. We've worked with them for 10 years. It's just, we've got an awesome relationship with them. So we will have a Centurion section on that same stand, and you can come and talk to myself, Sharon and Nikki, who Nikki, I'm sure all of you will know, will be there on the Saturday. And then Drew Sheffield and Paul Alban, our new race director, will be there on the Sunday. You can get free tickets via the National Running Show website. Use the discount code Centurion for a free ticket. Centurion. And access is across the Saturday and the Sunday. essentially, for those who haven't been before, it's just an absolute who's who of people within the sport, from first timers to people who've run dozens of ultras. Other people you'll see there that you'll know and recognise. Rerun always have a stand, so Dan will be there taking donations. God knows how many items of clothing we took over his stand last time. It was so many skip sacks that we almost couldn't get it in his van at the end of the show. So Dan's there, bring your unwanted kit along to that. There's an Ultra Zone hosted by Bad Boy Running, and there's pretty cool guests on there. You can go and see individual speakers or people being interviewed. And if you're really bored, you can come along to that at 3 o'clock-ish on Sunday. I think I'm doing a race directors panel with the Bad Boy Running guys. That's always a lot of fun. And there's basically stands and expos from all the brands you love, nutrition, clothing, gear, apparel, footwear, whatever it is. Loads of race organisers too, people doing good things in the sport. It's well worth checking out if you can make Birmingham over that weekend. It is pretty cool. That's it for now, everybody. Keep strong, keep running well. If you've got any questions, info@centurionrunning.com. We're here for anything you need. And we'll check in with you on Blue Monday. All the best for now.